Are you asking, where's the beef when it comes to devotionals? Would you like to go deeper when writing devotionals, yet you dread that time trap for your readers? Today's episode offers a way for you to write deeper while offering a shorter study time to your reader.
Stick around. This encore episode of Your Best Writing Life begins right now.
Welcome to Your Best Writing Life, an extension of the Blue Ridge Mountains Christian Writers Conference held in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. I'm your host, Linda Goldfarb, and each week I bring you tips and strategies from experts in the writing and publishing industry to help you excel in your craft. I'm so very glad that you're listening in today. During this episode, you'll learn about writing hybrid devotional studies. Oh, I love it. My industry expert is Kathy Howard. Kathy Howard is a treasure hunter. She hunts for the creamiest chocolate and richest coffee. She searches for cherished stories of faith that still impact hearts. And she digs deep into God's Word, mining His eternal truths for herself and to share with others. With more than 30 years of experience, Kathy has taught in dozens of states, internationally, and in a wide range of venues, including multi-church conferences and large online events. She has a Master's of Christian Education and a Certificate in Women's Ministry from the Canadian Baptist Theological Seminary. Kathy is the author of 12 books, including 5 Bible studies and the Deep Rooted devotional series. She also serves on the Lifeway Women's Ministry training team. Kathy and her husband live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area near family. They have 3 married children, 6 grandchildren, and 1 accidental dog. Kathy provides free discipleship resources and blogs regularly at www.kathyhoward.org. Kathy Howard, welcome to Your Best Writing Life.
Thank you, Linda. Glad to be with you.
Oh, this is going to be a great time. So we're going to hit the road running. Our content for today, writing hybrid devotional studies. I'm just going to toss it to you, Kathy. What is a hybrid devotional?
A hybrid devotional is a bit of a blend between a deep Bible study and a daily devotional. It combines the best of both.
Well, I like that idea because I know so many of us are on a time crunch today. We really want to study the Word of God and know more, yet we're looking at our watch all the time. So I'm excited about hearing your version of this combination or this blend, as you say it. Now, what is the need for this type of book?
You know, I have spent lots of years doing deep Bible studies where it would be an hour or more homework a day. And I know that lots of women do those, but our culture has just gotten busier and busier and busier. And I heard women saying, man, I really want to be in God's Word. I want to study it deeply, but I just don't have the time that those in-depth Bible studies require. And I would lead those in-depth Bible studies in church settings and that kind of thing. And people would get about 2 weeks in and stop coming because life got in the way. Mm. So there really is a need. When you look at a lot of the devotional books out there, they tend not to go very deep. They tend just to like skip the surface. It may give you a single verse and a comfy, cozy thought for the day, and maybe a one-sentence prayer to pray, and send you out into your day without even encouraging you to open your Bible. Mm. So I really saw a need for something that was in between those two things.
I like that. I know that you're going to be offering us 4 tips for those that want to write a deep devotional today. Before we get to those 4 tips, you had mentioned that you've been teaching as a Bible teacher and working alongside women to help them study the Bible more. What experience led you to write specifically this type of book?
I've also written several of those in-depth Bible studies that take you a long time every week. But I started about 7 or 8 years ago, I started a Bible reading group on Facebook as a way to encourage women to get in the Bible every day. Because one other problem I saw with this in-depth Bible study was that people were just going in spurts. Like they would do a 6-week study and run real hard for 6 weeks, and then they weren't in their Bibles until they did that again, right? There was this lapse, this lag of time that they weren't reading scripture. And so the Bible reading group on Facebook, my goal with that was to help women build a habit of being in God's word every day that was meaningful, but did not require them to sit for 2 hours with the Bible. So I started that, and it just snowballed. It grew, and it really seemed to resonate with women. It struck a chord, and I could tell that it was meeting a need that women had.
And I like that. And I know that you and I have discussed this before. When you started making those changes, you really saw the impact in the women. And what you said too, is that they stick around. We really want them to stick around, don't we? And know that they have walked away with meat. Let's share with our writers, those that want to write this style of devotional, and you are offering this to our listeners as well, that we're going to have this PDF download that they can get. It's in the show notes. You're just giving so much. This is great. Let's walk through the 4 tips you are offering today. And I like how you said it. You know, when I opened up with where's the beef, what you have written in your PDF is great. Are you interested in writing a meatier devotional? So, you know, we want some meat. We do. The first tip that you suggest to us is that we need to focus on one main point. Go ahead and expound on that if you would.
Sure. So I know that one of the big appeals of a devotional, a daily devotional, is that it's short, it's brief. And as we've talked about, our culture is so busy. And I think that's why the devotional appeals to so many people, is because they have this desire to be in God's word. But without the time, they're looking for something to help them get in God's word, but do it in a way that doesn't consume their day. So when we look at a Bible book per se, say we want somebody to read 15, 20 verses in scripture, depending on what you're reading, there's a lot there. If we went through everything, even in that small passage, it would take a lot longer than most people are going to have for their day. So what I do when I are leading women, whether it's online, whether it's in a devotional I've written, whether it's in a devotional book that I've written, is I choose one point to focus on, because we just don't have the time to deal with everything. And quality doesn't have to mean quantity. We don't have to try to do it all. We can look for that. What's the one main point the biblical author is trying to make in that passage of scripture? And let's deal with that.
I love it. We can really get distracted and start chasing rabbits and come back and go, okay, what was it that I was supposed to be focusing on? So I like it. Let's serve that up. This is what we're going to serve. One main point. Excellent.
Right.
Number two. Go ahead.
I was just going to give you a bit of an example. So
thank you.
When I wrote the deep-rooted devotional through Acts, and looking at chapter 1, I had the reader read 26 verses, but in Acts chapter 1, it deals with Jesus giving them their last instructions and ascending to heaven, as well as the disciples choosing someone to replace Judas. And I did not feel in the format, I couldn't thoroughly deal with both of those topics. So I focused on Jesus's instructions and promise of the Holy Spirit. And then in the questions that followed the commentary, I just asked them a question about that, about the disciples choosing, asking God to direct them to the new apostle. And so in that way, I didn't want the reader to feel like I completely ignored that chunk. So I gave them a question to deal with it themselves, but in the commentary, I did not deal with it.
Okay. And I like that too, because when we write our studies, in essence, we're taking our reader on a path that God has impressed on us. This is the road I want you to take them on. This is the lane right. I want you to take them down. And we don't have to be all things to everybody.
Right. And it would look different in that particular book, since I was taking the reader all the way through Acts, they had to read that portion. If you were just doing a single devotional for a blog, or you were doing, not working through a whole book, but just doing select passages for a devotional book, then you wouldn't even have to go to that next passage. You could hone in on just that one topic.
Perfect. And that's what I like about today as well, is we can take the premise that you're giving us and apply it to blog posts, articles, magazine articles, all different areas where we want to send in a proposal, query, and also to a book. So this works for all of us. Very good. Number two, you say serve meat.
Right. I think with a devotional, because it's typically, of course, a shorter format than Bible study, we want to shy away from those topics that we think, oh man, that's going to take us into some deep waters. I don't know how I'm going to handle all of that in a devotional format, but it can be done. And in fact, so the third volume of the Deep Rooted series, I had contracted to do Romans, and I was so excited about it. And then when the time came for me to actually start writing, I thought, oh no, what have I gotten myself into?
There's a lot of deep stuff in that one.
Yes, because there is a lot of deep stuff in Romans, but through prayer and actually getting off of Go and getting started, I was able to find that good balance there of dealing with the deeper, meatier topics. For instance, in Romans 6, Paul talks about a believer's relationship to sin, that we are dead to sin, that we are no longer enslaved to sin. We were, before Christ, we were slaves to sin, but Christ broke that. That is such a incredible deep truth that believers need to hear, but as writers, we might be a little bit shy about tackling that for a devotional, but it can be done. We just have to be disciplined in not waxing on about it, but just getting to the heart of the matter.
Mm. And I like what you tell us. You say that Christians need all of God's word for spiritual growth.
And we do.
They do. They do, for that spiritual growth and for equipping. So that's powerful.
There are some topics, like in Romans 8, where Paul talks about predestination. That was one really meaty topic that I thought, I really don't think that I can deal with this in a devotional format, or it's so controversial that I didn't want to deal with it. And so I literally, when I had them read that passage, I literally just put a note in the devotional and said, I realize Paul talks about predestination here, but the best biblical scholars debate this constantly, and that's something that we just won't tackle here, but we can rest assured that God is the one who saves us and he will finish what he started.
Oh, that's excellent. Because we can get caught up, right? We can get stuck in some of what we hear. And that really, that's why I'm a huge proponent of, we don't just study the New Testament. We have to study the entire Bible, because right. Jesus is throughout the Bible, the Holy Spirit, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We need to get into Genesis. We need to walk all the way through. And there's so much that's unpacked for us as to, oh, why did Jesus say that? Oh, why do they observe this? And when we go back, right. it gives us so much more that we're like, well, of course, that's what they did. Look at what they're working off of. I like that we can do that.
We read Exodus in the Bible reading group this year, and the women in the group were exactly like what you were just voicing, the being so grateful that we have the Old Testament and how it points to Christ and how much we saw of Christ in Exodus in the way that the tabernacle was designed and laid out and that sort of thing. And so, to not be afraid to tackle the Old Testament.
No, got to go there. Alpha, Omega, everywhere in between. Very good. Number three, you say that we need to prioritize growth over comfort.
Yeah, this is one of my pet peeves about daily devotionals. And I will say, this is not all devotionals. This is, and maybe I should say here, I think there probably should be a different category, because I think there is a whole realm of books that are more just encouragement. You know, they're daily encouragement
right.
for us.
Yes, yes.
So I think that some people use them as a substitute for being in God's word. And I think that's what concerns me. And so when you see those kinds of books, those daily encouragement books, they probably have a scripture passage printed at the top of the page. But the goal of those types of books are strictly encouragement. Let me boost you up before you go out into your day.
Sure.
And the kind of hybrid book that we are talking about, this deep devotional, is really to encourage and foster spiritual growth in the reader and increase our knowledge of God. So that's why I say prioritize growth over comfort. It's not that we don't give spiritual encouragement and comfort. It's that that's not all we need to be doing. We need to also point them to those things in scripture that are going to make them feel a little uncomfortable.
Right.
For instance, when I was working on Romans, the second half of chapter 6 talks about how we need to say no to sin and yes to godliness, that Paul was calling us to live holy, godly lives. And that's stuff we don't always like to talk about, but it's in scripture, and that's what we need to embrace if we want to grow as believers.
It truly is. We have to be willing to sit down on the floor and just allow ourselves to experience what God's word is saying and not be in a position where we're just going to touch and go. Now, I write daily inspiration every day. It's on my Facebook page. I call it ponderings. And it's, you know, it starts off with a question, and then I walk through some life experience, and then I do have some scripture in there, and it's a consideration. And it is for the, hey, as you're heading out today, consider this. It's not a deep study of the word. It's right. not a, you know, I mean, I think all of it has its place, but I agree with you. It's not a substitute for getting to know God.
Right.
It's not. And we must know God in order to follow God.
Right.
And if we are going to follow God, which is what we have called to do, we have to get intimate with him. We have to discover as much as we can about him. And we have to spend time with him. And it doesn't have to be all day. 3 hours a day, even 1 hour a day, but to be able to have a devotional or a hybrid devotional study like you are discussing, it gives us really kind of the best of both worlds if we are women, men on the go, but yet we want that meat and we want to grow.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why so many people have tried to use these encouragement daily devotionals for their daily quiet time, because there really wasn't enough out there to meet that spirit daily spiritual need when they have such a busy schedule. So, which is exactly why we're talking about this.
Amen. And I like too, Kathy, that you have groups that are on Facebook and that you walk them through. There's discussion time, you have conversation, they ask questions. You also say, well, you go, you find it, and let's talk about it. And so that gets people into studying the word themselves and not just being fed the words or thoughts of another person. And I'm like, no, you've got to take the word personally. There's a gal, Christy Jordan, and she says, let's never assume that the Bible is talking to someone else.
Oh, that's good.
God is talking to us. Let's take it personal. So that's a very, very good thought for me. And I love that. All right. Then we have tip number 4, find the balance between giving and guiding.
And you were just talking about that, because that's it. As the writer, as the devotional writer, as the small group leader, I mean, this is applicable to all of that, is we want to give the reader some structure, some framework, but we don't want to spoon feed them the answers. My goal with the Deep Rooted series was to, with the questions that I ask, help them learn how to interact with Scripture no matter what passage it is they pick up and read. So I may ask them, you know, make a list of all the characteristics you see about this particular character in the story. Mm-hmm. What spiritual principles do you see in regard to the nature of sin in our lives? You know, that kind of thing. I don't want to ask questions that's just a fill in the blank are super obvious. I want to ask questions that guide them, give them a place to begin, but that makes them have to take apart the Scripture and dig into it themselves.
Mm. And when we take the time to do that, Kathy, when we take the time, like if I sat down with you and I said, you know, Kathy, I want to find out more about you, and we start having a conversation, and I'll say, well, do you drink coffee or do you drink tea? What would your answer be?
Coffee, always.
Always coffee. Then I might say,
that's not true. I do like peppermint tea from time to time.
Oh, very good. Very good. But we would start knowing that about each other. And then I might ask you, do you have a favorite coffee blend that you enjoy most of all? And you would say,
Kona, Kauai.
Very nice. I have a Jamaican blend that I love. Tasted it the first time when Sam and I were in Jamaica. So smooth, so nice. And so, but we have to do the same thing when we're getting to know our Creator. We will not know everything about Him, but we have to be willing to spend time with Him. And that's what I really like, is knowing that I can spend a short amount of time and still find the meat, get the beef. Because that is what's going to help me grow.
Right.
So you've given us so, so much. Now, I know your third book on the Deep Rooted series is on Romans. What was the most challenging about this book? Because there is so much meat in this book, or was there something else?
That was it. It's because, well, and I will tell you, so the first two Deep Rooted devotionals were both narrative. I mean, it was Mark first and then Acts. So I was dealing with stories. So it's a whole, it was, Romans was a whole different literary genre to deal with. So I had to make a kind of shift in the way I approached it. But yes, and then Romans is just so deep, and I had to do more of choosing which spiritual truths I was going to take the reader deep into.
Mm. And that's what I appreciate with well-written, well-meaning, deep studies, deep Bible studies, is we look at what it is that God is saying to us, and truth is truth. When I went to the Bible for the first time as a young person and started reading and really reading to discover who God is, and I go to the Bible today, He releases so much more to me today than He did then.
Oh, sure.
Because I was kind of in a milk place. And now I'm like, I want the meat. I want to know. I want more, because when I get to heaven, I'm going to enjoy the dessert. This is what I need.
I think readers need to know that they can get into God's word and get the real deep meat of it without that 1 or 2 hours a day. And they're just craving that.
So this is great. Do you have a last word that you'd like to share with us on this concept, and however you want to encourage our listeners who are writers? I'm going to give you that moment here.
Well, I would just encourage other writers to, because there's such a need out there. I mean, whether it's a blog, whether it's a guest devotional somewhere, whether it's a book, don't scrimp on the real weighty truth of God's word because you have a constraint on space and time. It can be done.
Good word. Well, we have every way for you to contact Kathy in our show notes, of course, and please take the time, go in, download her How to Write a Deep Devotional PDF. You're going to want to have that next to you as you're going through and making your outline and wanting to know, I need to include this, 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 and this. And of course, go ahead and make sure that you highlight this episode. Come back, listen to it again and again and again. Kathy Howard, would you come back and visit us another time?
Absolutely.
All right, friend. I'd love to have you. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And I'd like to thank you folks. I really do. Friends, you're amazing. I love interacting with those of you that are in my Facebook group. Your Best Writing Life is on Facebook. It's a group. Ask to join. When it says, where did you hear this from? Just say from the podcast. And we'd love to have your interaction there. Also, please take a moment to share this podcast with another writer or two. Give us a star rating. And you can also post a review on every episode. I'd love to have that. And if you haven't done it yet, hit subscribe or follow whatever your podcasting platform offers. I greatly appreciate you. I appreciate what you have to say as much as I appreciate what you choose to write. This is Linda Goldfarb, and I look forward to being here with you next time on Your Best Writing Life.